Last time, on Tales of the Ironlands, Kalyra fended off a false accusation of banditry in the court of Osmund Tryggveson, the Jarl of Idenholt. Her accuser, Bragi Bronson, was the actual bandit, and accused her of his own crime in order to cover his tracks. Bragi did not expect Kalyra to challenge him to trial by combat. He also did not expect her to know how to fight with a sword, and therefore chose that weapon for the duel. As a result, Kalyra broke his wrist and forced him to yield the duel, whereupon Jarl Tryggveson found him guilty of bearing false witness, exiled him for 3 months, and awarded his sword to Kalyra in recompense. Free to pursue her own goals once again, Kalyra set about her business. She delivered the message from Sigrun of Orvindal to Thorvaldr of Idenholt. She met briefly with Bard Arvidsson, a local rival of Bragi's, who warned her that Bragi will almost certainly seek vengeance on her once his wrist has healed. Finally, Kalyra and Einari met with Dagny Olga's daughter, the priestess of Mirshanu, who tends the dead of Idenholt. She told them that she could help Kalyra learn how to speak with the spirits of the long dead, but that it would take time. In return, she asked Kalyra to gather Night's Ease, a plant that she needs in order to alleviate the symptoms of a disease that she has suffered from for many years. The only source she knows of is Ellenmere, a ruined settlement south of Idenholt, whose people were wiped out by the same disease that Dagny suffers. And so Kalyra and Einari set off, hoping to retrieve Night's Ease from the midst of the Bonewalkers who haunt Ellenmere's ruins. And that's where we're going to pick up. I think the logical opening move is to undertake a journey. This was previously marked as simply a troublesome journey, so it's not going to be terribly difficult here. Rolling at plus two. I have a 6, 4 plus 2 is 6, versus a 5 and an 8 for a weak hit. I get to mark progress, and I could trade plus 1 momentum for minus 1 supply, which is tempting. Both of those are fairly low. Supply is at plus 2, and momentum is at plus 4. I think I'd better hedge my bets and not trade. So, just marking progress. That's 3 of 10. It takes a little while for Kalyra and Einari to find the path to Ellenmere. As Dagny said, it is overgrown, choked up with the plants that have spread across it in the 30-plus years since the settlement was depopulated by the disease that Dagny suffers. There is little left of it at this point, but eventually they find it. It's now choked with bracken and ferns, but there is a spot leading through the trees where there are fewer trees than there would be in the rest of the area of the forest. That must be it, Kalyra says. Come on. The two of them strike out from the road that they had been following, which led further southeast towards the coast, and head almost due south now, along what's left of this path. Let's see how they do, undertaking a journey once again. I have a 7, 5 plus 2 is 7, versus a 5 and a 3 for a strong hit. Oh, I've been misreading this. It's trading momentum on a strong hit, and you mark progress and minus one supply on a weak hit. So I actually suffered minus one supply for that weak hit. And now I have the option of trading supply for momentum, which I'm absolutely not going to do because my supply is at plus one and I would rather not be unprepared. However, they get to mark progress again. The way is difficult. It's often hard to see where the trail is leading, such as it is, and in places they are forced to depart from the path and find their way around spots that have grown particularly thick. Kalyra considers taking her sword and using it to chop away a path through the overgrown brush, but opts not to. She does not like getting sap on the sword blade. It's difficult to clean off, and iron soon goes bad if it is not kept clean. The forest is quiet. There are a few birds chirping here and there, and there's the sound of the breeze in the tall branches of the trees all around them. But other than that, it feels empty. They see no signs of larger animals. I would have thought to have seen at least some tracks for deer, or perhaps some bears, says Ainari. I know, says Kalyra. It's strange. She looks nervously around, sees nothing but the forest extending out in all directions from them. Let's keep moving, she says. Undertaking a journey. I have an 8. 6 plus 2 is 8, versus an 8 and a 6. So, weak hit. They make good progress right up until Kalyra stumbles. There is a stone in the path, and she trips over it. As she awkwardly tries to catch herself, she falls to one side and lands on her pack, her bag. She feels supplies within being crushed under her weight. Oh, damn, she says. And because that was a weak hit, that's minus one supply. I'm down to zero supply and have to mark unprepared. We should have gotten more supplies before we left Aidenholt, she says. Yes, perhaps we should have, says Ainari, examining the damage. They have very little left. A few scraps of food that weren't spoiled, and almost all of their medicinal supplies have been damaged. All that's really left are the bandages. The herbs have been shattered, or the bottles the herbs are kept in have been shattered, and their contents inextricably mixed all over the interior of Kalyra's leather bag. I'm going to have to get a whole new set, Kalyra berates herself. Do you want to continue? He says. I'm worried. Without my supplies, I'm not nearly as capable of healing us should we be injured in the fighting of these bone walkers. We have to be close now. Let's get this done quickly, Kalyra says. I want to get that knight's ease and return to Dagny. We've wasted enough time as it is, and although I'm not have not quite filled the progress bar on travel to Ellenmere. I'm going to risk making a progress move to reach your destination. I have 9 out of 10 progress. Let's see how this goes. I have a 4 and a 9 for a weak hit. Arrive and there's a complication. All right. I think I'm going to ask the Oracle, what sort of complication has arisen as they reach Ellenmere? I will start by rolling on the theme Oracle. I got a... I rolled the wrong dice. Those are not my Oracle dice. Those are my challenge dice. Tisk. Let's try that again. 14. Duty. And I'm going to roll an action and see if that clarifies it at all. 40. Avoid. Avoid duty. Well, my initial thoughts for avoid duty were something along the lines of a deserter from Aidenholt, one of the Jarl's retainers, has fled to Ellenmere in order to hide out and avoid his duty to the Jarl. But that doesn't really make sense, because we've already established that Ellenmere has Bonewalkers in it. It doesn't seem like a very hospitable place for a deserter to hide out. I think I'm going to try rolling again and see if I come up with something a little more workable. Let's try theme again. 98. Home. Okay. Rolling on action. 21. Leave. Leave home. Okay. I've got it. Ellenmere proves to be a settlement, or the remains of a settlement, that lies along the banks of a small, spring-fed lake. It's still mostly clear of trees. There are young trees which have sprouted up in between the buildings and pushing through the broken roofs in some places, but the centermost portions of the settlement are still open. As they come to the edge of this clearing, Kalyra suddenly realizes that Ainari has stopped walking forward. She looks back. He's standing stock still. "What is it?" she says. He raises a finger and points. Looking to where he's pointing, she sees a skeleton lying against the side of a crumbling, rotten wooden wall. "I can't. I should never have left home. I can't," says Ainari, and then he turns and he flees, abandoning Kalyra. "Ainari! Wait! Ainari!" she calls out, extending a hand towards him, and looking back, she sees that this noise has attracted the attention of some Bonewalkers. "Ainari," she says. So there's our complication, which combines both avoiding duty and leaving home. Ainari has chickened out. Three Bonewalkers move towards Kalyra, and she is going to attempt to evade them. We're going to face danger with edge. I think, to get away from them quickly. If this fails, she's going to have to fight them. Five plus one is six, versus a four and a one. It's a strong hit on the face danger move. She gains plus one momentum. Thinking quickly, Kalyra bolts to one side, turning about 90 degrees right, and just tears off into the forest. The bone walkers behind her begin running. It's spooky how quickly they can run after her, but she manages to keep ahead of them, and up ahead she sees a tree with a low-hanging branch. She launches herself towards it and swings up onto the branch, pushing herself up into the tree and climbing up as quickly as she can. Up in the tree, she presses herself into the shadows of the branches and the leaves and attempts to hide from them. So this is going to be face danger plus shadow. And I have dropped the action die on the floor. Let's try that again. Oh dear. That would be a one on the action die, plus one for shadow is a total of two, versus a five and a six. So, I could burn momentum to make this a weak hit. Would that be worth it? Yes, I'm going to burn my momentum in order to make this a weak hit. Oh no, wait. You can only cancel challenge dice that are less than your current momentum value. I thought it was less than or equal to. So, I would need a plus six to cancel this five, and I only had five, so I do not burn momentum, because I can't. I have failed the face danger move, and I am going to have to pay the price. Yeah. Well, I think the obvious price is that she has now been treed by a bunch of bone walkers, three of them, and that she has failed to hide from them. They have realized she's up in the tree. Perhaps it was the swaying motion of the branches that Kalyra passed over on her way up into the tree that gives away her position. Perhaps she made some noise as the three bone walkers enter the space below her. Regardless, they come to a halt and look up at her. The bone walkers are yellowing, aged bone. One of them is missing its left hand, and a purple light hovers inside of their empty eye sockets. She can see the light of that purple cast hovering in those six sockets, staring up at her where she hides in the tree. Oh, well, crap, she says, and draws her sword. And we're going to have to enter the fray after I pay the price, which is... I think she's going to endure stress. Take one spirit stress. She's really scared of these animated corpses and is going to endure stress. So let's see how that goes. She has an 8. 5 plus 3 spirit is 8 versus a 2 and a 9. For a weak hit, she presses on. And we enter the fray. She has not ambushed them. She has not been ambushed by them. They are aware of each other. So we're going to face off with Heart. All right. 3 plus 3 is 6. Versus a 2 and a 1. That's a strong hit. Plus 2 momentum, I believe, and gain initiative. I'm going to set up this combat track as one Bonewalker is dangerous, so I'm going to say that 3 are formidable. Kalyra decides that she does not want to stay in this tree, beating at the Bonewalkers crawling up to get her. Instead, she draws her sword, swings off a branch, and launches herself down amongst them. And we're going to start with a strike. That would be a 3 plus 2 is 5 versus a 2 and a 10. Weak hit. Would be inflict harm and lose initiative. So, thanks to her keen ritual, she's dealing 3 harm, which is 3 progress against a formidable opponent. Kalyra launches herself down amongst them and lashes out with her sword. The one that was missing its left hand looks less durable. She lashes out at it and smacks it firmly with her sword, and it crumbles away under it, leaving 2 Bonewalkers left, which both move to attack her. Their jaws make a chattering, clacking noise as the ancient teeth snap against one another as they move towards her. And I think she is going to face danger to try and dodge out of the way with edge. That would be a 2. 1 plus 1 is 2 versus a 4 and a 6. She has to pay the price. Kalyra starts getting out of the way of these Bonewalkers, and for a moment she thinks she has succeeded, but then something halts her, and looking down she discovers that the one she just smashed isn't entirely down. The hand, the right hand of the destroyed Bonewalker, has clutched her ankle, and she pulls forward but loses her boot in order to get away. She is now only partly shod and is going to have a more difficult time moving around the forest with a bare foot. Meanwhile, she's been slowed down enough that the other 2 Bonewalkers get her, and we're going to clash. I have a 5 versus a 4 and a 2 for a strong hit. I'm going to choose plus 1 harm from the strong hit here. I also gain initiative, which is nice. So with plus 1 harm, that brings us to 4. 1 base, 1 from the weapon, 1 from keen, and 1 from the strong hit on the clash, which is 4 more progress, bringing us to 7 out of 10. As the 2 lunge forward towards her, she smashes one down, sending it spinning to the forest floor, and then whips her blade around in order to just fend off the other. It leans over her, careless of the blade, and snaps towards her face with its teeth. She pushes it away, and it staggers backwards. And with initiative, I think the sensible thing to do here is to strike. I have a 4 plus 2 is 6 versus a 2 and a 6 for a weak hit. She gets to inflict harm, which would be 3, bringing us to 10 progress in this fight, actually. It's a pity that wasn't a strong hit, otherwise I could try ending the fight. Okay, so what happens is the final Bone Walker has been staggered back by Kalyra's shove. She raises her sword and brings it crashing down upon the Bone Walker, which falls in a heap before her. For a moment, she thinks it's all over, but then she feels something grab hold of her bare foot, and looking down, she discovers that the first Bone Walker, the one that she thought was down, is still not down. It has clutched onto her with its one arm, with its one hand, and has brought its stub of an arm around her. It's climbing up her like a tree trunk, and she can't bring her sword to bear on it. We're going to try, and shake it off with a face danger move. I think iron makes sense here to get loose of its grip. That would be 3 versus double 5s, which is no good. I could burn momentum, but I think it would make more sense to pay the price here. Momentum's at 7 at the moment. And the price, I think, is that the skeleton swarms up her, climbing her as if she were a tree trunk, and it sinks its rotted teeth into the side of her neck. She screams and takes 1 health damage and is going to endure harm. Five versus a 7 and a 9. That is a miss. Clasped in the bony embrace of this partially destroyed Bone Walker, Kalyra struggles once again to get free, and we're going to face danger with iron again. 6 plus 2 is 8 versus double 6s. Alright, so we had a double 5 last time and a double 6 this time. Didn't really do a twist for the double 5. Do I want to do a twist for... I've got a 6, a 6, and a 6 on the dice here. That seems significant somehow. Let me think about that. Not coming up with a particularly good twist per se, so I'm just going to conclude the combat here. Kalyra reaches up with her free hand and wraps her fingers around the vertebrae of the skeleton and rips it off. "Get off me," she says, and hurls it to the ground, brings her sword around and cracks it straight through the empty nose of the skeleton. And we're going to move to end the fight. I have a 6 and a 10 versus 10 progress for a weak hit on end the fight. I think she's going to take more damage. As she brings her sword crashing through the nose of the downed Bone Walker, she steps on a hidden rock underneath the leaf litter on the floor of the forest, and it cuts her foot. And minus 1 health, endure harm. 4 plus 2 is 6 versus a 5 and an 8. She presses on. Kalyra just stands, breathing heavily, in the midst of the piles of bones that used to be the Bone Walkers. Her foot is bleeding, her neck is bleeding, she is missing a boot, and her companion has abandoned her. Well, damn it, Inari, she mutters to herself. She sits down and is going to try and tend her wounds as best she can. Now, she does not have any supply, so she cannot use her herbalist skill. And so we're just rolling plus iron. Three plus two is five versus a one and a three. That's nice. She gains plus two health. The wounds from the Bone Walker are shallow. Its jaws didn't seem to find much purchase. It scraped the surface of her neck. It's painful and bloody, but did not cause any serious damage. She cleans it and just binds a bandage around her throat. Looks like she's wearing a scarf, almost, just a white linen scarf wrapped around the base of her throat. The wound in her foot is a little more worrisome. It punctured into the bottom of her foot a ways. She cleans it as best she can, wraps it, and then retrieves her boot and puts it back on. It's painful to walk on, but much less debilitating than she feared. Horrible things, she says, looking at them. Forest is quiet once more. I still have to get the damned Nightsies. Wonder how many of those things there are in there. Well, nothing for it. And she's going to try facing danger plus shadow to approach Elenmir unobserved. Actually, no. I'm gonna walk that back. Instead, we're going to secure an advantage. She wants to find a tree that is sufficiently tall that she can see into Elenmir a bit and see the lay of the land a little before she attempts to go in. So, secure an advantage, and I'm going to roll plus wits on this one. Three plus two is five versus a three and a nine for a weak hit. Plus one momentum to seven. Kalyra finds a tree at the top of a small rise. She climbs up it and finds a perch in the upper branches where she can see out a little bit into the clear space that is what is left of Elenmir. It looks like it wasn't a very large settlement. There are, let's go with 13 houses that she can see, although it's possible there are others that have vanished entirely in the intervening decades. She can see one large structure, probably their common hall, which is in somewhat better shape than the rest. The houses were made of wattle and daub, like the ones that she grew up in. The whitewashing has gone entirely, washed away by years of rain, and the daub has in most places fallen away. The wattle is still there in many cases, although it looks as though in many cases the wattle has begun to rot away. The interlocked branches that form the weave and the weft of the walls have begun to rot, and as they did, they snapped and set free from the ends of the weave, so that they stick out in a much more disorderly fashion than when they were first bound together. Most of the roofs have collapsed. It looks like the Great Hall has one large hole in its ceiling, but is otherwise more or less intact. The other houses have all lost their roofs. Two of them have trees growing out through where the roof used to be. And as she sits there and watches, she does not see any signs of motion. I'm going to make another secure advantage check. She's just going to sit there and watch for a while to see if she can see any further motion here. It's going to be secure advantage plus wits again. 4 plus 2 is 6 versus a 6 and a 9. Which is a miss. The obvious price here is that she simply gains no further information. If there are more bone walkers down there, she doesn't know where they might be. I'm going to mark progress on the quest to harvest Night's Ease to reflect the fact that she is now in Elenmir, where the stuff exists. After it becomes obvious that she's not going to be able to spot any further opposition, Clara makes her way down from the tree. And approaches Elenmir cautiously. So we're going to face danger plus shadow to see if she can get into town unobserved. Five on the die, plus one is 6, versus a 7 and an 8, so no, she can't. I'm going to, however, ask the Oracle. Does Kalyra get attacked immediately when she is noticed, or do they wait? I think it's going to be 50-50, so if it's high, then they wait. If it's low, they attack now. 62, they wait. Kalyra makes her way into the ruins of Elenmir, sword in hand. Place is quiet and empty. She keeps a sharp eye out for any bone walkers, but does not see where they might be if indeed they are here. Once she has reached close to the center of town, she begins looking around. Dagny said that they were in this clearing. They grew over the town. And she's going to, she needs to find Night's Ease. I think we're going to do secure an advantage plus wits. And I am going to give her plus one from Herbalist, because she is well familiar with identifying, locating, and harvesting plants. So we're rolling at plus three here, two wits and one herbalist. I have an eight. Six plus two is eight, versus double ones. It is immediately clear where to find the night's ease, for vines of the stuff have grown up all over the central hall. They climb over the beams that made up its structure and cling to the bits of wattle that poke out from between them. Most of it is covered with the green, growing vines of Night's Ease. She can see the purple blossoms with black edges. Or was it black with purple edges? Regardless, she can see the blossoms there. Oh, good, they're in bloom. She looks around again and makes her way cautiously over to the main hall. I'm going to mark progress on Harvest Night's Ease because she has found them. That's 4 of 10. Reaching the great hall, Kalyra looks around one last time, sets her sword down on the ground beside her, and pulls out her belt knife, which she uses to begin harvesting Night's Ease blossoms, and it occurs to her to look for seeds. It's much too early in the year for these to have borne seeds, but she's hoping to find some seed pods from the previous year's blooming. And I am going to make a check here. Oh, I did not give myself any momentum for that last secured advantage, which was a strong hit, which brings her momentum to 9. Rather than trying to secure advantage again, I'm going to ask the Oracle, are there any seed pods left over? And I'm just going to do a 50-50 chance again. Low is no, high is yes. 32, no. Although Kalyra pokes through the vines, she cannot afford to take a great deal of time to search for seed pods in the luxuriant growth of the Night's Ease vines. Damn, she says to herself quietly. She takes a clipping instead. In addition to harvesting the flowers, she also takes a large sprig of the stuff, which she quickly wraps up in one of the bandages left over from her herbalist supplies. I hope we can get that to take root, she says. She packs it all away and turns to go. And that's when she discovers that she is not alone. There are bone walkers watching her. They must have come up behind while she was dealing with the Night's Ease. I'm going to mark progress on Harvest Night's Ease on account of she has now harvested Night's Ease and just needs to survive and get back to Dagny. Shit, she says, and as she's going to face danger, she is going to run inside the Great Hall and see if she can bar the door. Face danger plus, she's not trying to outrun them, she's not trying to hide from them. This is either iron or wits, and they're both plus two, so I'm going to go with wits. Rolled a 1 on the die for 3 versus a 4 and a 10. Kalyra rushes into the great hall and turns to slam the door, only to discover that the door fell off of its hinges years ago and is lying on the floor, where it is bound in place by Night's Ease vines that have wrapped around it. "Shit," she says. Outside, the bone walkers begin moving towards her, their jaws clattering as they gnash their teeth. Looking around wildly, she remembers there was a hole in the roof of the great hall. She can see it now that she's inside. It's at the back right. She is going to try and climb up to it. There are some posts holding up what is left of the roof, and she's going to try and face danger with iron to climb the post and get onto the roof of the great hall. Five on the die, plus two versus a five and a nine. It's a seven versus five and nine. Weak hit. Kalyra gets partway up the beam, or partway up the post that leads to the beams in the roof, and then the rotten wood gives way beneath her. She falls to the floor. She's going to suffer just minus one momentum, I think. She manages to catch herself without harm, but it is now too late to evade the bone walkers, which have begun filing into the building. And I'm going to ask the Oracle, how many bone walkers are there? Three was formidable. Five would be extreme. Seven would be epic. Is it three, five, or seven? And I think we're going to choose the lowest 50 on a percentile is three. The next 40 is five. And the top 10 would be seven. There are five bone walkers that have pressed their way into the hall with her. She clutches her sword, and we are going to have to enter the fray, plus wits. This is an extreme challenge. Oh boy, I rolled a 6 plus 3 for a 9 on the die versus a 9 and a 10. So she is going to start at a disadvantage. The foe has initiative. I should have stayed by the door, she says to herself. I could have fought them one at a time as they came through. Damn! And, yeah. For the disadvantage from this, I'm simply going to impose a minus one penalty on her next roll, which is going to be a face danger plus edge to try and run away from them, because there are a lot of them and they're scary. She wants to dodge around them, get to the door, and flee. Let's see if she can just get to the door. Facing danger, My edge is at 1, so after the minus 1 penalty, this is a straight roll on the action die versus the challenge dice. I have a 1 on the action die versus a 1 and a 6. That is absolutely a miss. She fails to get to the door. She dodges around 3 of them, but 2 others manage to get between her and the door. They're circling in, they're closing in against her, and we're going to have to clash. Four plus 2 is 6 versus a 6 and a 1 is a weak hit, so she inflicts harm. Because this is extreme, 3 harm is 1.5 progress. Oh boy. She lashes out with her sword as the Bonewalkers rush against her. Extreme deals... how much damage? A lot? Yeah, a lot. Oh, I should have been taking more damage from those Bonewalkers before. Formidable is minus 3. Oops. Extreme is minus 4. That is super bad. Yeah, I think I'm going to burn momentum, actually, to cancel those 2 challenge dice. She successfully got to the door and out. Okay. Momentum dropped from 8 to 1, and she successfully got to the door. Now, this is another instance where running away seems mechanically difficult. In order to successfully end the fight, I have to have a whole bunch of progress that I don't have because I'm running away. So the mechanics for combat don't really work so hot for when you want to flee. How could I resolve this? Because I technically have a strong hit from the face danger because I burned my momentum and canceled both challenge dice. I think what I'm going to do is make a negative progress roll. That is, instead of making a progress roll against the progress I have accumulated, I'm going to make a progress roll against the progress I have not accumulated. So currently I have 1.5 progress, rounded down to 1 progress, which means I have 9 not progress. And I'm going to make a progress roll against that 9 to see if she gets away with an end the fight move. Weak hit with a 10 and a 2. So we'll treat that as a weak hit on end the fight, which I think means that she's going to endure harm as she flees. So minus 4 health, and she's going to endure harm. What is with this? Another 1 on the dice. So that would be plus two is three versus a four and a five. Yeah, so that's a miss on the endure harm. And minus one momentum, putting her at zero momentum. The bone walkers lash out at her with sharp fingers and bite at her with their ragged teeth. She cries out in pain as they slash at her, but she manages to get away before they can entangle her in their bony grasps. Fleeing, she pelts out of Ellenmere at top speed, diving into the forest and as quickly as she possibly can. She ignores the pain of running on her injured foot. After a good 10 solid minutes of running as fast as she possibly can, she is forced to come to a halt, gasping for breath by a tree deep in the forest. She wasn't even looking particularly where she was going when she left. Looking back and listening, she sees and hears no sign of pursuit. With shaking hands, she reaches into her pack and tries to heal with what little she's got left. So this is going to be plus iron and no bonus from Herbalist. Two plus two is four versus a one and a nine for a weak hit. As strong, but minus one supply or momentum. Well, supply is already at zero, so it's going to have to be momentum, putting my momentum at negative one. However, she does heal two. And I think that's it. I don't think she can do a heal check again until she manages to resupply somehow. Kalyra manages to stop the bleeding from her worst wounds. Leaning back against the tree, she spends some time just recovering her breath. "I hope Dagny appreciates this," she says. And we're going to mark progress on the Harvest Knight's Ease. She has now successfully escaped the Bonewalkers of Ellenmere. All right. Where am I? She looks around, and I am going to have to figure out where she is. She wasn't looking really where she was going. I think it's going to be a secure advantage plus wits. On a strong hit, she's able to find her way back to the path that leads north to Aidenhold. On a weak hit, she'll be able to determine where north is, but not find the path. On a miss, she's lost. Four plus two is six versus a three and an eight. So, that would be a weak hit on that secure advantage. She gains plus one momentum up to zero. Hooray, bounce, bounce. And she knows which way is north. That way, she says. The moss gives it away. Ugh. Time to head on. Need to get back. And she's going to make a journey back to Dagny's hut. Now, this was a troublesome journey when she started out, because she had directions, she knew where the path was, roughly. It wasn't terribly far. It's still not terribly far, but she no longer has a path. She's been severely wounded, and has no supplies. So I'm going to mark this as a dangerous journey on the way back. Back to Dagny. And she undertakes a journey. Another one on the die. That would be a 3 versus a 4 and a 6. She's missed. She's gonna pay the price. And we're just gonna roll on the pay the price table, I think. 11. You are separated from something or someone. Galyra begins trudging north. Her foot hurts, her neck hurts, her arms and chests hurt from where she was scratched by the bone walkers. She hurts all over. And before she even gets very far, she suddenly gets paranoid and checks to see whether she's got the knight's ease, only to discover that it fell out of her pack while she was fleeing. And she's going to suffer one spirit and endure stress. Seven versus a 2 and an 8, she presses on. Crap, she says. She turns around and starts trudging back towards Elenmir, looking for the knight's ease. Now, if this were D&D, or Pathfinder, or any one of a number of other systems, I would have her roll a perception check to see whether she finds it or not. I think secure advantage makes sense here, plus wits. Let's try that. Four plus two is six versus a 3 and a 10. Okay. Plus one momentum. About halfway back to Elenmir, Kalyra finds a bundle of knight's ease, the clipping that she took, and the flowers. They must have bounced out of her pack as she fled pell-mell from Elenmir. Oh, thank goodness, she says, looking nervously towards where she knows the settlement must be. She packs them away again, and we're going to undertake a journey. Once more, she turns back and trudges northward once again. 7, 5 plus 2 is 7, versus a 4 and a 10. That's a weak hit. Minus 1 supply, but she is at 0 supply and unprepared. Her foot begins to hurt worse as she heads north. The longer she walks on it, the worse it gets. It slows her down considerably. But she does make some progress north. That's 2 of 10. I think there's time for one more undertake a journey check today. Six on the die, plus 2 is 8 versus a 6 and a 10. Another weak hit. As she stumbles northward, Kalyra becomes increasingly desperate. She has no supplies. She's wounded. She isn't entirely certain where she's going, or how to get where she's going anyway. She is hoping to hit the road that she was following this morning, the one that led southeast. But maybe it turns. Maybe she'll miss it. Maybe she's already missed it. And we're going to... She suffers one spirit damage down to plus one, and we're going to endure stress. One on the die for a total of four. One plus three heart is four. Versus a four and a nine. She has missed on her endure stress. Okay. This is minus one momentum, because she's at positive momentum and positive spirit. So she's down to zero momentum again. Darkness falls both within and without. As Kalyra is bitterly contemplating her dire straits, night falls. I have to rest. She's out of supplies. Can you even make camp without supplies? Well, I suppose you can, it's just you add zero. Making camp at plus zero. Another one on the die versus a six and a ten. Kalyra wraps herself in her cloak and huddles against the base of a tree. During the night, she becomes feverish. She wakes, staring into the trees at every snap of a branch, every rustle. She takes no rest, and she's going to suffer one health as the fever takes hold in her. She's at one health, one spirit, zero supply, and zero momentum. Eventually, morning comes. Kalyra lies quiet, burning with fever against the tree. I have to keep moving, she says in a moment of lucidity. I have to find... Can't just lie down. Move! Move, Kalyra! And she struggles to her feet and begins staggering northward once again. She pauses for a moment, resting on a tree, and just struggles to think clearly. I have to find the road. If I find the road, I can get where... I can get to Dagny. Find the road. And I'm just going to reset her momentum from zero to plus one. And then she begins the grind again. Walking northward. Undertake a journey. Five on the die, plus two is seven, versus an eight and a ten for a miss. Kalyra makes it no more than a couple of hundred yards before she staggers forward and lies on the floor of the forest. The fever is too much. I'm going to ask the Oracle, how long does she lie there? Is it until noon? until dark, or until the next morning? I think noon is the first 50, dark is the next 30, and next morning is the top 20. 95. Kalyra lies unconscious on the forest floor for almost 24 hours. All right. I'm going to have to ask the Oracle, is she found by... I'm just going to ask, is she found? And I think we're just going to go with a 50-50. Low is no, high is yes. 28. No. Nothing and no one finds Kalyra where she lies, burning with fever in the shadows of the forest. The leaf litter by her face rustles faintly with each breath. But she's not found. Not by a friend, not by a foe, not by a beast of the forest, not by the bone walkers behind her. Finally, her eyes flutter open. She is unaware even that time has passed. It was not long after dawn when she set off yesterday, and it is not long after dawn now. As far as she knows, she was out for just a moment, just the barest moment. She hauls herself to her feet, to her knees first. Her mouth is dry. She coughs and pulls a water skin out of her pack. It was one of the few things that survived. She takes a swig, clears her throat, puts the stopper back in. It's almost empty. And then she just begins crawling northward. Undertake a journey. One on the die for a total of 3 versus a 9 and a 7. The fever burns in her veins. I'm going to have to ask the Oracle, is this the disease that killed the folk of Elenmir? Low is no, high is yes. 42. No. It's just a terrible infection. She makes it another few hundred yards before she collapses into unconsciousness once again. This time only for a few hours, I think. She stirs with the sun high in the sky, peering down at her through the branches of the trees, and her eyes open. She raises a hand to fend off the rays slightly. It's so bright. And then she shakes her head. I can't just lie down. Must move. And she undertakes a journey again. 5 on the die, plus 2, is 7, versus a 7 and a 6. That's a weak hit. So, marking progress. That's 6 of 10 progress. By the time night falls once again, Kalyra has managed to struggle her way a little further north. She still hasn't found the road. She's not even sure what her own name is anymore. The fever burns in her veins. Her wounds hurt. She knows she ought to be able to do something about that, but every time she reaches for her bag, she finds that her supplies are gone. Partway through the day, at least, she comes to a creek. She falls gratefully into the cold water and drinks deeply of it, fills her water skin, and washes her face with the cold, cold water. The night is falling, and so she decides to make camp right by the stream, or not so much decides as staggers up the far bank, the north bank of the stream, and then weakly slides down a tree and closes her eyes once more. Make camp, so to speak. One on the die, for a total of one, versus a 7 and a 10. The dice want to kill me today! Oh, by the way, the weak hit on that undertake a journey meant that she suffered -1 supply, which was actually -1 of something else, which is going to be the momentum that she got back by resetting, so that's back down to 0. Make camp, and failed. Pay the price. All right, Oracle. What's this price? A new danger or foe is revealed. Kalyra wakes to a sharp pain in her shoulder. She opens her eyes and screams, discovering that there is a wolf which has found her and begun to try and drag her someplace. It's rangy and lean. It looks like it must have been thrown out of its pack. It is a lone wolf, and we're going to enter the fray. She was ambushed because she was unconscious. That is plus shadow? Wits. Okay. Another one on the die. For a total of 3 versus a 1 and a 3. The wolf has initiative. She suffers 1 harm. We're going to make this wolf troublesome because that's about the worst she can take right now. Oh, look, I need to go print out a new progress track worksheet. Hold, please. Okay, so Kalyra has suffered 1 health damage down to 0 and needs to endure harm. 5 on the die plus 2 is 7 versus a 6 and a 1. Plus 1 momentum, raising her momentum from 0 to 1. However, because that was actually triggered by Enter the Fray, which she failed, she failed the Enter the Fray, immediately had to endure harm, got a strong hit on the endure harm, and therefore has initiative. Kalyra is not even sure what this creature is at the moment. All she knows is that it is furry and has teeth, and it's trying to kill her. The sword comes out, and she strikes with all of her currently limited might. That would be a 4 on the die, plus 2 is 6, versus a 3 and a 2. She deals 3 harm, which for a troublesome opponent is actually 9 progress. The wolf has her by her left shoulder. Her right arm is free. She pulls her sword free of its scabbard, brings it back, and then shoves it directly through the wolf's rib cage, piercing it from side to side. Wolf drops her arm and gives a grunt and gasping noise that might have been a howl if it hadn't been strangled by the pain. And I'm going to move to end the fight. 9 progress on that one hit. A 2 and a 9 versus the 9 progress. So that's a weak hit on end the fight. And I think she is going to suffer 1 spirit health and endure stress. She is panicked. This beast came out of nowhere and began trying to eat her. Enduring stress. 4 plus 2 is 6 versus a 6 and an 8. So that's a miss on the endure stress with her spirit at 0. Okay, well, I think I'm going to mark shaken. And I also suffer an additional -1 momentum because of failing the endure stress when I was at 0 spirit. So, I cannot increase my spirit track. I cannot increase my supply track. My health is at 0. My momentum is at 0. Oh boy. I think I know the episode title. Going South. Kalyra shoves the corpse of the wolf off of her blade, heedless of the blood that stains the blade and courses down her front. She falls back against the tree. The dirt beside her absorbs some of the blood as she lets her blade fall to the ground. She lies there, just hyperventilating, breathing in and out. After a long time, she manages to get a hold of herself. The blood is sticky on her front. Through the haze of fever and injury, a spark of determination burns. She gropes down beside her in the dirt and finds the hilt of the sword. She wraps her hand around the blade. I will not just lie down and die. I swear it. And she's going to swear an iron vow to not just lie down and die. Four plus three is 7 versus double fives. All right. So that's a strong hit. I'm going to mark this as a troublesome quest. I mean, it might feel like it should be higher, but I would like to actually finish the not just lying down and dying part. And I think for the double fives, I'm actually going to clear the shaken condition. There is a core of hard, determined purpose to Kalyra, Sophie's daughter. She is stubborn. She has iron in her heart. She grits her teeth. And she's going to struggle to her feet once again. Rinse the sword in the stream, and then struggle northward once again. Undertake a journey. Five plus two is seven, versus a two and a ten, a weak hit. Marking progress to 8 of 10 on the journey back to Dagny. Minus 1 supply, which is going to translate to minus 1 momentum, I think, because she hasn't got anything else to give. Health is at 0, spirits at 0, status is, supply is at 0. And momentum is now at negative 1. Oh, actually, she doesn't, swearing an iron vow. Actually, swearing an iron vow got me plus 2 momentum, which I then lost one of. So I'm at plus 1 momentum. Hey, that feels like progress all of a sudden. Kalyra didn't even realize it, but the stream that she'd been lying by for so long was just over a hill from the road. If she'd kept going a little further, she would have seen it. Hours. Days? She's lost track of time. Long ago. Yes. Just need to follow the road, she says. And I'm actually going to mark progress on don't just lie down and die. So 1, 2, 3. However, I think time has been skipping forward. It is night again, and for fear of losing the road in the dark, she decides to stagger off to the side and curl up under the shadow of a rock. Make a camp. 3 plus 0 versus a 5 and a 9. It's another miss on a make camp. I swear, if I kill her with a make camp. Pay the price. Oh, dang, I rolled the wrong dice. Those are the challenge dice, not the percentile dice. Let's try this again. 21. Your action has an unintended effect. Well, my action was to, you know, lie down on the side of the road and try and rest through the night. So an unintended effect would be... That just, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time coming up with something for an unintended effect of lying down. I'm just going to take minus 1 momentum and move on with my life. Back to 0. The night is cold. Kalyra shivers. In the shadow of the rock. It's been several days since she got any real sleep, unless you count periods of unconsciousness. When light comes, she crawls back onto the road and begins following it. Undertake a journey. 6 on the die, plus 2 is 7, versus a 1 and a 3. She has to mark progress and could trade momentum for minus supply for momentum if she had any supply, which she doesn't. So she just marks progress, which is okay. I'm fine with that. That's 10 progress. Kalyra no longer has the energy to stand. She just crawls along the side of the road. She sees every stone that passes, looking at her dirtied, torn hands, moving one ahead and then the other, and then the next, over and over, until finally she collapses slowly forward and as she falls, it's very strange. It's like she hears something. She hears a clattering, a thumping. She hears an exclamation, a woman's voice. Culborn, stop! Stop, there's a woman on the side of the road, stop! And as she falls into unconsciousness, she hears the crunch of boots approaching on the gravel of the road. She has been found by a pair of travelers in a wagon who roll her over put her in the back of their wagon and take her with them on the road to Aidenhold. And that's where we're going to call session. Oh boy.